Thursday, the Idaho Senate passed the governor's massive tax cut bill on a vote of 26-9. It had already passed the House and now just needs Butch Otter's signature to become law. The bill cuts taxes for some in Idaho and creates a $130 child tax credit. Boise State political science professor Gary Moncrief tells Samantha Wright the tax cut vote comes as the legislature continues to go full speed ahead.
Well, we're in March. This is the end of the eighth week of the session. We probably only have about three more weeks to go. And if you're following the process, it's really pouring out of the committees into the floor now. There are over 100 bills between the House and Senate that are on either the second or third reading calendars now. So a lot of stuff's going on the floor. About a dozen of those bills are actually budget bills. We've talked about how in Idaho, lots of budget bills come out, but there's lots of substantive bills as well as budget bills coming out in both the House and the Senate at this point. We're probably looking at sine die within about 3 to 4 weeks.
That's the end of the legislative
session? That's the end of the session, yeah.
And a big bill just passed. It's the tax cut bill, the tax conformity tax cut bill. This was yesterday on the floor of the Senate. Here's Senator Brent Hill, Republican.
You know, in the last 5 years, we have not had a significant tax cut. During that time, our general fund has grown $829 million. That's an average of $165 million a year. It's time.
And we also heard on during that debate for that bill from Grant Burgoyne, who's a Democrat.
If you want to call this bill a tax cut, you can. But that's not what's really happening. Put another way, if your three-year-old takes scissors to her bangs, you don't call it a haircut.
Okay. So, Gary, what does this mean?
Well, this is, you know, one of the first bills of the session. This is the one that Governor Otter was touting as the big tax cut that he wanted to see. This is the bill that creates conformity between the Idaho system and the new federal reform, tax reform. And then because that's actually going to increase the tax burden in the state of Idaho, what we're seeing now is this corporate and income tax reduction that's been talked about now for several years, almost had it last year. We are now going to have it, and this is going to wind up with a net cut in the tax rolls of something on the order of $110 million.
And what does this mean for all the other competing bills that were out there? There were several bills that were competing with Governor Otter's bill, which just passed. What happens to them?
I don't think it's likely that any of those will pass, with the possible exception of that grocery tax credit thing. That still could show up. It could show up as a bill. It could show up as an amendment to something else. I don't think so, but you never know. I mean, we were surprised by that last year. It's possible that we could be surprised by that again this year.
That's the grocery tax repeal that made it through last year, but was vetoed by the governor.
That's right. That's right. So I think what we have now is the big part of the tax cut that we knew it was going to come in some form in Idaho this year. There was just too much drive for it this year, I think, for there not to be some kind of tax cut. We heard Senator Burgoyne talking about the fact that he thought this was inappropriate at this time. There are certainly people who think that, but I think almost everybody realized that something was going to happen this year, because remember, last year they actually passed an income tax reduction. It got lost, as did the unemployment tax reduction to corporations, to businesses last year. Both of those got lost in the fight with the grocery tax thing. So we actually had three tax cuts passed last year in one chamber or the other, and then none of them wound up being law. So you knew something was going to happen this year.
And is this a victory for Governor Butch Otter? It's his bill.
Yeah, it's his bill. I think you have to view it as a victory for him, definitely. Maybe the only major victory he has this year.
That's Boise State political science professor Gary Moncrief. Gary and Samantha have a podcast called Legislative Breakdown. You can find it every Friday in iTunes, the NPR One app, or at our website, boisestatepublicradio.org.